This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy tells how to move your Bible study from theory into action. Our passage is Nehemiah chapters 11 through 13. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Not long ago, a well-known business columnist wrote a long list of suggestions for improving a business. He talked about writing 3 thank you letters during the week to new customers. Then he suggested sending commendations to employees for new ideas. And after that, he urged eliminating one silly regulation or report, setting aside a day and a half or something like that for thinking and planning. And he went on and on with many more things to do. But the man closed his column with this profound word of advice. If you can't do all the above 26 things, he said, at least please do one. Now that's a good word for all of us as we view the events in today's passage. Back in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 38, we find a group of people who made a binding agreement and put in writing their intention to keep the law of the Lord. They had searched God's law to find out what it taught, then searched their own hearts to discover where they were falling short. After listing a number of things that were practical examples of their failures, they put in writing exactly what they were going to do about it. And as we study the Bible ourselves, we would do well to follow their example. A written application should be part of every Bible study. As we see where we fall short, or receive a new challenge in following the Lord, we should write down something we plan to do about it. But a written application isn't enough. It must always be followed by obedience. In Nehemiah chapter 13, we see the people got off to a great start by putting their intentions in writing, but stumbled in putting them into practice. When Nehemiah returned to Jerusalem after being gone for a while, he discovered that they had broken every promise they had made. They were giving their sons and daughters in marriage with the pagans around them. They were conducting business on the Sabbath. They had failed to give their tithes and offerings to the house of God. And they were not maintaining regular worship. You know, sin dies hard and slowly. It can rear its ugly head at the most unexpected times and in the most unexpected places. It begins with little things that seem so insignificant, and then, like a fire, grows out of control before we realize it. If we are to make progress in our Christian lives, we must deal with sin quickly and forcefully. When we study the Word, we are challenged and encouraged, but we make progress by application and obedience. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Beginning with Christ is a booklet that explains 5 great assurances we as Christians have from God. The assurance of salvation, assurance of answered prayer, assurance of victory, of forgiveness, and of guidance. We'd like to send you this booklet, Beginning with Christ. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, thoughts on how to live in a God-forsaken place as we explore Esther, chapters 1 and 2 on Daily Discipleship.